Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Joshua 23:8. Today's Bible verse is Joshua 23:8. But you shall cling to the Lord your God, just as you have done to this day. Every time I hear the word cling, I recall a time when a new couple to our church brought their toddler to the nursery. The father signed the youngster into our program while the mother prepared to hand the child to one of our workers. The child immediately sensed that something was up, so she threw her arms around her mom's neck and hung on for dear life to the one she knew loved her most. An online dictionary says the word cling means to hold fast or to adhere closely. That's exactly what the toddler did to her mom. She held fast. And that's what Joshua told Israel, the children of God, to do to their heavenly Father. In the King James Version, writers use the word cleave rather than cling. We see the same word used in Genesis 2:24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Here the word denotes forsaking others to focus our love on one and only one. That's pretty much the same idea as Joshua had in mind when he told the Israelites to cling to God only. At the time he spoke these words, Joshua was elderly and knew he would die soon. He called all of Israel's leaders together and reminded them of God's faithfulness to them over the years. Then he exhorted them to love God and remain faithful to Him. They were to forsake all other lesser and false gods in lieu of devoting themselves to Yahweh. Joshua mentioned a particular aspect of God's faithfulness several times in the verses surrounding Joshua 23:8. That's the fact that God had fought their battles on their behalf. He'd promised them the land, and then He delivered on His promise by going before them and taking out their enemies. By clinging to Him, the people would be giving God the undivided loyalty He deserved for being their mighty and invincible warrior. At the same time Joshua exhorted the people to cling to the true and living God, he warned them not to cling to the customs of the survivors of the enemy nations. If they chose to compromise by falling into sinful thoughts and behaviors, they would break the covenant relationship God had established with them, and they would pay the consequences. Joshua said, "Be very careful to follow all the instructions written in the book of the law of Moses. Do not deviate from them in any way. Make sure you do not associate with the other people still remaining in the land. Do not even mention the names of their gods, much less swear by them or worship them. But be faithful to the Lord your God, as you have done until now." So, no compromise. Love God only and remain faithful to Him. Joshua's exhortation to cling to or cleave to God is a mandate for us to follow too. How do we do that? First, by reading and obeying God's word. Joshua told the Israelites to be careful to follow everything written in Moses' book of the law and to not deviate from it. We too are to be careful to obey and not deviate from God's words. Timothy wrote that believers are to keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you. That's found in 1 Timothy 4:16. So, let's dive into the scriptures, explore what they meant to the people whose day they were written, and let's discover how their principles still apply to us now. Second, we cling to God through worshiping Him and Him alone. We acknowledge Him as the only true God and refuse to listen to the voices of lesser gods vying for our affection. Money and material possessions, power and position, and even social media, none of these things deserve our devotion. Only God, the one who created us and who saves and heals and sustains us, only He deserves our love and our praise and our worship. Third, we cling to God by refusing to compromise. As our society slips further and further from God's holy standards, our human bent becomes expert at justifying sin. We can become masters at making excuses for doing what we want to do rather than doing what we know we ought to do. But clinging to or cleaving to God means we stand firm on His truth, even when it's inconvenient or costly. And finally, we cling to God by surrendering ourselves to Him. We let Him fill us with His Holy Spirit. We let Him take control of our desires rather than letting our desires take control over us. We let Him lead us in the way He wants us to go rather than pursuing our own path. In Matthew 22:35, an expert in religious law asked Jesus, "What is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?" Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind." Jesus' words, spoken 2,000 years ago, remain true for us today. We are to cling to the Lord with everything in us. Let's hang on to Jesus and His words with all our might and refuse to ever let go. This is the way to life and victory and hope in our faith journey. Let's pray. Father, thank You for teaching us what matters most in life. That is to cling to You, to love You with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to follow hard after You and to live surrendered to You. Everything else falls into place when we keep You in first place. Help us do that and do it well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.